Hey, welcome back here to the Devil Radio Studios, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Glad to be with you once again for Let's Get Local on a Saturday. We jump right in with both feet here with Colin Murray joining us, the executive director over at DBL. Colin, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Jason. How about you?
Hey, doing well. Glad to be back on the airwaves here for a Saturday to talk to people about some of our Dane by Local members, the great things they do in the community. And I know you have a list of things as well for some upcoming events. So let's get into it, Colin. What's happening over there at Dane by Local?
Yeah, you know, it's the middle of summer and tons of activities going around the area of Dane County, for sure. You know, one of them taking place right now is Atwood Fest over at the United Way parking lot. So make sure that you check that out. Great bands and music taking place there. So right after this radio show is done, that's a perfect time to head over to Atwood Avenue. Atwood Fest, great neighborhood community event that's been going on for many, many years, well established in the area. Another interesting program that is just starting up, in fact, this will be the first week of it or weekend of it, is through the city of Madison called Carts in the Park. And this is to help to promote some of the various food carts that we have a rich tradition of here in Dane County. So there'll be 20 food carts that'll be in various parks all over the city. You can go on the city website and find the list of locations there of the various food carts. That'll be tomorrow. So check that out. And right along with that, the Latino Chamber of Commerce is piggybacking on that as well. And specifically, they will be at Penn Park over on the south side of Madison, and they will be there from 10 to 3. And so another great event that you can check out, supporting local businesses, food carts. What a micro business that is, right? just running in a few square feet of space there on wheels. So it's a great opportunity to check those out, enjoy some great food, get the local cuisine that we enjoy here in the Madison area. Over at Garver Feed Mill tomorrow, there'll be an art show over there. That'll run from 10 to 4, Garver, just off of Atwood Avenue and Fair Oaks Avenue. If you haven't been over to Garver Feed Mill yet, go check it out. It's a beautiful renovation of the building over there. That building was in really bad condition. You know, when I first saw it, I was like, I don't know how they're ever going to save this building because it's it's crumbling, right? And they managed to do that. They put a lot of money into that building, did a beautiful job. And there's some great local businesses in there. And now an art show that they'll have tomorrow from 10 to 4. So check that out. Also, over on the north side, we're kind of hitting all different areas of the city here today, is the Northside Farmers Market. That takes place all through the summer. And it's one of those farmers market that's a little below the radar, doesn't get a lot of exposure. It's every Sunday from 8:30 to 12:30, and that is over at the Northside Town Center on the corner of North Sherman and Northport Drive, over on the right across from Warner Park. So that's a great location to check out over there, 8:30 to 12:30 on Sundays, every Sunday through the summer and into the fall. And the last one that I've got is Wanna Fest. That's running right now through tomorrow. And that's at Centennial Park, right in Wanakee. The only Wanakee of the world, I might add.
That's true.
So if you haven't been there, make sure you go check it out. In the last few years, they've put a lot of money into their downtown area. It's a beautiful downtown area if you haven't checked that out. And WanaFest has been going for many, many years. So you'll want to make sure to check that out as well and see all the various activities that are taking place there. As well. So it's a big event for them in Wanakee.
There's some great, like you talked about the renovation of downtown and kind of the evolution of it, but some great local businesses down there too. A number of them named by local members, but man, just some wonderful shops, restaurants, craft beer. I mean, it's across the board, some really unique places and right down there on the main strip.
You know, and that's so true of many of our outlying communities. That they've really put a lot of work into their downtown areas, Sun Prairie, Verona, Stoughton, you know, the list goes on of all these places that have really worked hard to renovate their downtown areas. And it's because of the core local businesses that make it so unique, make it different. It's not because there's a Target there or a McDonald's or anything like that. It's all these local businesses that really make the difference and make them stand out. So we you know, if we want them to remain, we've got to support them. We've got to go and seek them out and make sure that we're spending our dollars there. You know, so often I'll hear when a business announces that they're closing, it's like, oh, I love that place. I was there 3 years ago. You know, that's just not going to make it.
Right.
You know, you've got to support them more often than that.
I also love that too about so many of those downtowns is the way that they're laid out. I mean, so many of the, you know, you got food, you've got shopping, you've got a variety of things, all kind of walking distance. So you can park in one spot that's convenient, and then you can just get some foot traffic in, get some steps in, and visit a whole bunch of places. It's, you know, you can't do that everywhere. You know, there's plenty of city places or areas where that's not your experience, or it's really a pain to park. But so many of those downtowns in these smaller communities surrounding Madison are exactly like that. And I love that too.
Yeah, very walkable, and all within just a few blocks, you can get such a variety of different things that are taking place. You know, I think about Stoughton in particular, and I know you've got a connection to Stoughton. Great downtown area. The Norwegian ethnicity comes through there, so it's really an enjoyable time to check out these various locations around the county that we have and can enjoy.
A little bit of time left, Colin. We have some more educational opportunities coming up from Name by Local. I know on Monday there's another live webinar, and this one's kind of interesting, right? Because it's about, for businesses and or anyone that has a website, easy ways and things to update your website with. So those are going to be some good tips and reminders.
Yeah, so that'll be Monday at 10 a.m. You know, I hear this quite often that people are trying to fix their website, right? It's a big struggle that everyone seems to have, including us at Aim by Local, right? And we've been working with Jeff over at Arcus Communications, redoing our website. If you've gone on our website recently, you'll see that it has a new format. He's tweaking it and fixing it and adjusting it and making it work more smoothly. And so he's going to provide some of those tips that are out there and how you can improve your own website or hire somebody to get it fixed for you. So that'll be Monday, 10 a.m. on Zoom. The link is on the homepage of our website. You can get that. Anyone's welcome to join us there. And then also coming up August 4th is Legacy Solar. We'll have a lunch and learn over at Dane County Credit Union. And you can do that in person and enjoy lunch with us, or you can do it on Zoom. And we'll be talking about some opportunities for solar panels on your rooftop. So that's August 4th at 11:30, Dane County Credit Union.
Fantastic. Head over to danebylocal.com for all the info. Thanks, Colin. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.